Your Highness, we must keep moving, but are you all right? Are you unharmed? You're absolutely certain, although I put a stop to it as soon as I could. Their treatment of you looked rough, to say the least. Good. No, I'm fine. Just twisted an ankle. We have to keep moving. Yes, keep following this path. Ordinarily, I would station someone ahead of you as well, but now I don't know who to trust. Forgive me. It will be only me and you for a while. Now, I'm afraid to say, we must pick up the pace. Yes, it is possible that they have turned the heads even of the men who kept the hunting dogs, in which case they could use them to track us. We need to go deep. I'm sure they will be making chase. I know of a shelter built into the treetops. I do not know who built it, but I'm quite certain I'm the only one who knows of it now. I use it when hunting these forests myself, and have occasionally left a few things there. Never have those things been moved or taken. I believe it is safe and unknown. You're right, of course. Right now we should trust nothing and nobody, but I believe it is the best chance we have. You are quite right not to trust me after the betrayal we have faced, but forgive me, Your Grace. Right now, I believe your only other choice is to kill me and face the forest alone. Do that if you wish. I would not fight you, only be afraid for you. Thank you for trusting me, Your Highness. I know how hard trust must be to place in a time like this. How much do you know of the betrayal? Nothing. Well, you know little less than I. I first heard murmurings of malcontent among the guard merely yesterday. I immediately set my right-hand man into action, instructing him to infiltrate the ranks of the average soldier and find out more. Alas, he was the one behind it all. I should have been more careful, but I thought I could trust him after more than a decade of working together as your protectors. It is regrettable that I had to kill him. Not least as he was a highly adept swordsman. Ending his life wasn't only an emotional hardship. It wore me down physically, such that performing my duty of protecting you was made more difficult than ever it has been. I just wish I understood how I missed this all until yesterday. There must have been some sign that I should have picked up on. Surely they were planning all of this for longer than 24 hours. I feel like a failure. And worst of all, No, I'm fine. I tripped and... Forgive me, Your Grace. I have kept something from you. Yes. A real beauty of a wound, isn't it? The trouble with fighting someone one has worked with for a decade and whom one taught to fight is that they become intimately familiar with one's fighting style and the weakest points in one's armor. Before I bested him, he managed to land one good blow. I fear he hit an artery. I have lost a lot of blood. Let me try to stand. No, I cannot. The pain is too great and I am weakened. Your Majesty, you must...